The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Sex Out Loud is brought to you by the Smitten Kitten, non-toxic quality sex toys and supplies. Visit smittenkittenonline.com.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud. Today we are talking all about sex toys and specifically about the safety of different sex toy materials and how they are made, labeled, and marketed. Then we'll talk about some more fun stuff and get some recommendations for gift ideas for Valentine's Day and beyond. In 2007, when I was a columnist for The Village Voice, I wrote a two-part column titled Dangerous Dildos, which was all about the potential dangers of phthalates in sex toys. A lot has changed in the sex toy industry since then, but toys with phthalates continue to be produced and sold, and questions still remain about the safety of different sex toy materials. Phthalates are added to polyvinyl chloride, also known as PVC, to make it more pliable. So that's why they're often found in soft plastic things like food containers or toys or sex toys. Vinyl sex toys containing the chemicals are among the most inexpensive to produce currently on the sex toy market. But while their texture may make them ideal for insertables, it turns out that what makes them enjoyable may also make them toxic. Because phthalate-spiked PVC is not a stable, inert compound, these toys continually leach phthalates, which can cause a nasty odor, a greasy film, and genital irritation. And there's actually some research that goes even farther than that. In studies on mice and rats, high levels of phthalates have been linked to reproductive organ damage, and liver cancer. According to Consumer Reports, several studies published in the NIH journal Environmental Health Perspectives have linked high phthalate levels to human health issues, including premature breast development in young girls, low sperm count or motility in men, and lower testosterone levels in male newborns. Based on rodent studies and research into the level of phthalate exposure to humans, Canada and Europe have banned the use of some kind of phthalates in children's toys and childcare products. When sex toy makers, retailers, and consumers began to raise the issue of phthalates in sex toys, companies responded, and many labeled their products phthalate-free. But the sex toy industry is an unregulated industry. So how does a consumer know what they're getting? Well, my two guests today are sex toy experts, and we're going to talk about phthalates and other potential dangers in sex toy materials, and then we'll get to some fun stuff about sex toys. Jennifer Pritchett founded the Smitten Kitten, a progressive sex toy and supply retailer in 2003. You may have heard of the Smitten Kitten because they are the number one sponsor of the show and make it possible. She's the founder of the Coalition Against Toxic Toys, the first ever adult industry consumer advocacy organization. Additionally, Jennifer is a member of the Progressive Pleasure Club, a network of independent brick-and-mortar sex shops dedicated to helping people make informed decisions about sexuality products. Claire Jackie is the general manager of the Smitten Kitten. She is a fan of new sex toy innovations, enjoys nuanced discussion on porn, and is a fitness enthusiast. Welcome to Sex Out Loud, Jennifer and Claire.
Thank you.
So, Jennifer, you are credited with coining the term toxic sex toys. I want to know from you, what exactly is a toxic sex toy?
Well, the way I define toxic sex toys is two parts. One, a toy that contains a chemical that is unsafe for your body. The other criteria for toxic sex toys is, are they porous or not? Because a porous toy can harbor bacteria, viruses, fungus, basically microorganisms that you can never clean or sanitize. Both ways can be can turn a toy toxic, right? And occasionally the worst toys ever are both full of chemicals that are bad for you and are porous. So you get a sort of a double whammy of ick.
Claire, is this just about phthalates or are there other materials that are toxic?
Well, that's a good question. I think there are other materials in different kinds of plastics that are not good for you. The main question is we don't know a ton about what these sex toys are made out of. A lot of these toys that are characterized as jelly or cyber skin or different forms of rubber, phthalates could be one additive. There's also a whole host of other things that could be in it, and we just don't know. And it's, in fact, really costly to break those products down to figure that out. So that's why it's really important to us to go for things that are just 100% pure silicone, pure glass, stainless steel, because you just have that guarantee that there isn't anything funny in it.
And so everyone agrees that silicone is the absolute best soft material out there for sex toys. We know that it's incredibly resilient. It conducts body heat. It's very easy to clean and disinfect. But is it true that a company can label a product silicone when it's not 100% silicone?
Yeah, it's definitely true. I mean, there's no truth in labeling. So you could label something as 100% platinum-grade silicone, and it wouldn't contain a little bit even of silicone. It could be totally something different, which is problematic for the consumer. It's also really hard for people who are selling the product. It takes a lot of energy for the retailer or a party consultant or whomever to be able to give good information to the consumer.
And so, Jennifer, how do you ensure that all your products are of the highest quality? I mean, is this about research, reputation of companies? What, how do you know?
Well, that's a really good part of it. There are some really great companies that we have gotten to know the owners of the company. We know the people who work there. We spend a lot of time networking within the adult industry and getting to know people and building relationships with them. So that's one thing that we do. And then you build a trusting relationship with them. You can also, and one thing we spend a lot of time doing, is asking manufacturers to show us their material safety data sheets. And that is a piece of paper that is required for them to keep on hand as a manufacturer in the United States that details what the materials are that they're putting into their products. So we can ask, say, a really great reputable manufacturer like Metis at Tanta Silicone. I know she uses only the best silicone. I know that she does, but we can also ask and say, hey, Metis, share your material safety data sheet with us, and not just her company, but any company. And one thing we've found is that a lot of companies are really proud about the quality of their toys, and those companies are happy to share that. They want to share it. The companies that don't want to share that, that's a big red flag for me, and I don't work with them because it should be nothing but a point of pride for a manufacturer to show you that and say, hey, we make the best toys. We want to show you that. And the good manufacturers do, and the bad manufacturers come up with all kinds of reasons why they don't want to show you that, and that's a huge red flag for me.
And Claire, you mentioned some of these materials. You mentioned CyberSkin and other kinds of jelly rubber. I've also seen things like TPR or thermoplastic rubber, and I don't know what those are. Can you explain what some of those materials are, like TPR?
Well, rubber is kind of a hard term because it can, in the same way that elastomer, it's just kind of a, like, umbrella term for any kind of soft material. An elastomer is just kind of an umbrella term for any kind of stretchy material. Where that gets kind of problematic is that some grades, like TPE, thermoplastic elastomer, are actually okay. And then sometimes within that kind of product category of rubber or elastomer, there are things that are maybe not okay. And I think that's just another reason why getting that material data safety sheet and really having that relationship with a manufacturer is really important. Because they might know that their stuff is made out of good materials and they have the sheet to back it up. But it could be that something is under the category of rubber and is maybe a little fishy.
And in many cases, the consumer can also do a little test themselves. I mean, if they buy from a retailer that doesn't necessarily stand behind their products or won't or says, I don't know what this is made of, if a toy has a smell or a film on it or feels sort of greasy or oily, then it's likely made out of some material that is not entirely stable and inert. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that if something seems like it's in the process of decomposition, it's probably not a great thing. So if it seems to be off-gassing, kind of a noxious smell, or if it seems greasy to the touch, or if it's slowly losing its coloration or kind of developing kind of a murky quality to it, that's not a good sign. I do know from talking with Tantus this past week is that to make something clear out of 100% platinum grade silicone would cost you just like an incredible amount of money. So if a clear dildo is not like thousands of dollars, it's not silicone. That's a pretty good test.
Okay, that is a good test. Okay, so I want to talk more about this. I also know that you went to a big toy show recently, and I want to hear about that. But we have to take a break and hear from some of our sponsors, including one that I know you have a great relationship with. It's a toy that you carry at your store and is one of the sponsors of this show, and that is WeVibe. WeVibe is the world's best-selling couples vibrator, and you can find out more by going to we-vibe.com. We're going to talk more about sex toys with Jennifer Pritchett and Claire Jackie of The Smitten Kitten when we return after this break.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
This is Jennifer Pritchett from The Smitten Kitten. We're huge Tristan Taramino fans just like you, and we're so proud to be the presenting sponsor for Sex Out Loud. If you're not already familiar with Smitten Kitten, here's the deal. We're an education-based sex toys and supplies retailer. We sell high-quality, non-toxic, and artist-made sex toys, organic lubes, and all kinds of kinky stuff, including hard-to-find vegan options. We cater to an incredibly diverse clientele and specialize in helping you find new sexual interests, expand your sexual skill sets, and even troubleshoot sexual issues with you. We are here to help you feel confident and sexy. We spend a ton of time and energy curating our selection of products to make sure we have the best selection, be it silicone dildos, pegging and strap-on equipment, vibrators, or ethically made porn. Our mission is to make sex-positive culture accessible to everyone. Don't miss our free streaming explicit educational videos, many of which were directed by Tristan herself, on our website, smittenkittenonline.com. Get inspired by Tristan's amazing show, Sex Out Loud, and then visit us online at our Minneapolis location.
Turn off the TV and pick up the remote control that is sure to please. Worn while making love, the WeVibe 3 features whisper quiet motors that will keep you anything but quiet. We can't help it if the rechargeable battery lasts longer than you do. Learn more about the world's number one vibrator for couples at WeVibe.com. WeVibe, share the pleasure.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. Today we're talking all about sex toys with the founder, owner, and the general manager of the Smitten Kitten, Jennifer Pritchett and Claire Jackie. Jennifer, I recently heard from someone from a toy company who said that they were producing jelly toys without phthalates. Are there, in fact, jelly toys that are phthalate-free?
Oh, totally. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised at all by that. The continual problem is that you don't know what it is unless they share their manufacturing data with you, or you send it to a chemist to have that toy deformulated for $300 or $400 a pop. So here's the thing about my, remember when I was talking about my definition of toxic toys? You have toys that are could potentially be full of chemicals that are questionably toxic, may have more or less data about how good or bad they are for your health. The other component to a toxic toy for me is porosity. So even if it's a jelly toy that's produced without phthalates, which is possible, they're still porous. So you still have to worry about bacteria growth, about it harboring viruses, microorganisms, and getting biological infections from your toys, which is a huge safety problem for obvious reasons.
And so, Jennifer, you were really one of the very first people in this industry to say, as a retailer, I'm not gonna carry some of these cheap toys or toys that I don't know what they're made of. And in 2005, you founded the Coalition Against Toxic Toys. I'm wondering if you can tell me a little bit about why you founded it and what the organization does.
Well, when we first discovered this issue, we sort of discovered it by accident. We were just a young store. I didn't know anything about this issue myself because people in the industry weren't talking about it. And I sort of found out the hard way. First, with my own personal jelly toys that I was experiencing genital irritation from, burning, rashes, and I attributed that to my body and sort of internalized it, like it was my problem, you know, my body just is reactive to this, or maybe I'm not using it right. And then I found out that it really wasn't my problem, it was the toy's problem. And then I just, I didn't feel comfortable, like ethical selling that to other people once I found out. And then we got some pushback from the industry and a few pretty intense and scary threats from people. And we found that out in 2003. So for 2 years, we talked to our customers about it on a sort of like a grassroots level, but we didn't go public about it because, frankly, we were intimidated. But in 2005, I just I couldn't conscious it anymore. My stomach didn't feel good about it. You know, I'm like, this is a public health problem, and somebody has got to stand up and say something. So we did. We went public with it, and at first, nobody would really join us. We had a real hard time. time talking to people about it. Nobody wanted their voice out there, too. But slowly, as we sort of proved that you could run a business selling just safe toys and make money and have employees and you know, do all the things that we all want to do as business people and people with jobs, then people started to sort of come around and sort of join the what has now become a movement and has really changed the industry.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, that's another really good point, is that I remember doing all this research back in 2007 when I wrote that article, but things have certainly changed since then, both because there are a lot more smaller boutique, eco-friendly manufacturers of sex toys, but I've also noted that some of the really big adult novelty companies have kind of fallen in line on some level and realize that this is a major issue for consumers. So what are some of the major changes that you've seen, say, in the past 5 years?
Well, just the sheer number of toys available, there's been an explosion of those boutique manufacturers you're talking about. And like you said, the big manufacturers, like the big three or four, all of them have some line of silicone toys coming out. A lot of them are still doing really sketchy stuff, like calling stuff silicone that isn't. So there's a lot of real sketch stuff going on. A lot of them are still making jelly toys. But also, those companies are motivated by money. They're motivated by dollars. They're not necessarily motivated by the same thing that I am as a feminist-identified person, as a sex-positive person, as a progressive person, and the other progressive pleasure club stores. They're not motivated by ethics so much as money. And so what we've been able to do is prove that you can make money doing good business, that good business is good business. So one line of toys that I'm particularly excited about is Doc Johnson's Platinum silicone line. Great toys, great designs, platinum silicone, really nice stuff for really inexpensive. So that's just one example of a big toy company actually doing something really great. I'm just really impressed with Doc Johnson in that respect.
Yeah, I mean, that's fantastic. And do you feel like, I mean, do you feel like there will come a point in this country when, for example, phthalates will be banned like they've done in the UK and they've done in Canada?
I hope so. And I don't advocate for the government to ban phthalates in sex toys, for instance, because I'm really wary when the United States government gets involved in our sex lives. That usually goes tragically wrong. So I don't want that to happen. I think that these chemicals that have clearly been shown to cause cancer and cause birth defects shouldn't be in any consumer products. And if they are, they should be labeled with a warning, just like any other dangerous consumer product is labeled. So I really, really hope that's going to happen. And we've seen it happening from a grassroots sort of consumer and retailer-driven perspective in children's toys. But with the adult toy industry is a little bit behind, and I think every year more retailers get savvy, more manufacturers get savvy, and most importantly, consumers. So average, everyday consumers, people listening to your show, demand better toys. It's going to happen from the bottom up. I don't foresee a point where top-down regulation is going to happen. I think the chemical lobby is too strong. And I think a more permanent change would be a change in the sexual culture in the United States, where people are empowered to demand better products and services when it comes to their sex lives. And I think that's happening.
Well, this is a really good point, because I think it's interesting, first of all, that you posit that it's going to be consumer driven. I love that, the idea that the consumers are going to speak with their wallets and say, this is the stuff we're going to buy, this is what we're going to invest in. But also this notion that if someone thought a toy was unsafe for their kid, they would bring it back to the store. They would do a letter writing campaign. They would tell all their friends and neighbors and community people, you shouldn't buy this toy. It's really unsafe, right?
Right.
But are people willing to do that for sex? Are we there yet?
Some people are. And a lot of people aren't. And one way I think we can make change is professional people who work professionally as sex workers, in the whole gamut of sex workers in the adult industry, I think that's one place where change can happen. People who make their living doing sex, be that camming, phone, peep show, you know, any escorting, porn, I think when they start demanding better, that's one way that we can really bolster this movement and make it more public.
Yeah, and I think if in fact we begin to approach these products in the same way that we approach, I mean, there are people who are up in arms and who are organized about where their food comes from, where their kids' products come from, where other consumer products come from, right? They're well organized and they're mad and they have high standards. I mean, this is where you see all the sort of organic movement happening. And I feel like people have to extend that to sexual products.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's starting to happen. I mean, we have customers that come in the store here at Smitten Kitten who don't know the history of Smitten Kitten's activism in the safe sex toy movement. And, you know, are really skeptical about what some of the toys are made of and don't believe it's silicone. And I'm talking to them like, no, seriously, it really is silicone. I'll show you. I'll prove you. And they're looking at me with a skeptical eye. Well, I don't know. I heard some of these are toxic. And that is a really great compliment, I think, to the work that so many people have done, that information has gone around the world and is coming back, and people don't know where it came from. They just have this, like, this basic, generalized, common-sense knowledge, like, hey, some of these are toxic, and they don't realize that standing in Smitten Kitten is the place to be if they're worried about that, you know, because everything we have here is safe.
Right.
So it's becoming more common sense.
But it is sort of ironic. It's ironic to me that the sort of skeptical yet educated consumer comes into the Smitten Kitten and is skeptical with you guys, because I think, I mean, I've taught at all of these stores. I've been to, you know, every one of these feminist-run, women-centered, you know, sex-positive sex toy stores around the country and nearly around the world. And I think you guys really set the gold standard for what you'll sell. I mean, you absolutely have a hard line and only sell the highest quality stuff. So I think it's funny that you're getting the skeptics who don't know your story.
Yeah. Well, and that's okay. You know, sometimes I'm like, oh man, for real, I'm telling you the truth. But then I think you're doing exactly what you should be doing. You got to ask people to back up what they're saying. So it's really, I think, a compliment. And, you know, I know that a lot of other people in the industry look to Smitten Kitten to set the gold standard, so we really take that responsibility seriously. There are lots of toys that, at this point, that I would love to bring in here that maybe I might even use personally, but I don't feel comfortable selling them yet. So that's one thing. I mean, I really take that responsibility seriously as not only an advocate for consumers, but I don't want to let anybody down. You know, I feel like my reputation means more to me than anything in the world. And we really, really work hard here to keep that, you know, golden.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take another break, but we are going to talk more about sex toys. And now we're going to talk about some more fun stuff. So stay with us. More Sex Out Loud when we return.
What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
Enhance pleasure for you and the ones you love to love with Astroglide personal lubricants. Astroglide provides that extra oomph in creating a better and more exciting sexual experience. Astroglide's wide product range allows you to pick and choose based on personal preferences. All the products are also latex condom compatible, allowing for safer sex practices. Astroglide values the benefits of a fun and healthy sex life as part of a happier lifestyle, and so should you. For more information and a free sample, visit astroglide.com and get your sex life to blast off today.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
This is Jennifer Pritchett from The Smitten Kitten. We're huge Tristan Taramino fans just like you, and we're so proud to be the presenting sponsor for Sex Out Loud. If you're not already familiar with Smitten Kitten, here's the deal. We're an education-based sex toys and supplies retailer. We sell high-quality, non-toxic, and artist-made sex toys, organic lubes, and all kinds of kinky stuff, including hard-to-find vegan options. We cater to an incredibly diverse clientele and specialize in helping you find new sexual interests, expand your sexual skill sets, and even troubleshoot sexual issues with you. We are here to help you feel confident and sexy. We spend a ton of time and energy curating our selection of products to make sure we have the best selection, be it silicone dildos, pegging and strap-on equipment, vibrators, or ethically made porn. Our mission is to make sex-positive culture accessible to everyone. Don't miss our free streaming explicit educational videos, many of which were directed by Tristan herself, on our website, smittenkittenonline.com. Get inspired by Tristan's amazing show, Sex Out Loud, and then visit us online at our Minneapolis location.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Find out about new shows, featured guests, and what's up this week. Find us on Facebook by searching keyword Voice America.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. Today we're talking all about sex toys with two experts from the Smitten Kitten, a sex toy store in Minneapolis. We're talking to the co-founder owner, Jennifer Pritchett, and the general manager, Claire Jackie. Before we go any further, I just want to give another shout out to one of my fabulous sponsors, Astroglide. Astroglide Natural is one of their newer products. It is glycerin and paraben free. It's fantastic. And you can get a free sample by going to their website, astroglide.com. So Claire, I understand that in January, you went to the Adult Novelty Manufacturers Expo, which is a huge sex toy industry trade show.
I'm wondering
if you can tell us about some of the things you saw there that are new and coming out soon.
Yeah, it was some really exciting stuff. I think, one, it was really exciting that there were so many, I mean, we've been talking about it, so many great silicone options. And that's also a really great opportunity to kind of get the skinny from people on what they're making their products out of and what's new and exciting. I would say some new exciting things we saw, the Fun Factory Stronic. Have you heard about this toy?
I have not.
It is new from Fun Factory, and it is a pulsator as opposed to a vibrator. Totally new. It kind of like jackhammers a little bit in your hand, because it's supposed to be used more of as a thrusting motion than a vibration. So that'll be interesting. It just launched, I think, literally like a week ago, 2 weeks ago. So we'll see how that works out. I'm really excited to see if people pick that up.
Are you going to carry that at the store?
Yeah, we're going to have it.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we've got ours pre-ordered and everything. It's really new technology, so I think it could be really great. I'm kind of wondering how general consumers receive it. I think it could fill a niche for people who are, like, really big penetration fans, maybe not so big on the vibration, but are looking for something new and different. I think it could be really cool.
Well, I think it's interesting because what we've had up till this point is essentially a vibrating motor, right? And there's different kinds of vibration, but we haven't necessarily had the option of like a pulsating toy, have we?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that it's kind of the like super step down from a fucking machine, something that people can do handheld, but really different sensation that I think is, like, appealing to a, like, wide variety of people that maybe the vibrator is just not their thing. It's cool. Mm-hmm.
And what are some trends?
I love innovation.
Yeah, of course. And what are some trends that you saw, I mean, that you picked up on that you are seeing in the future of sex toys?
I think that a lot of people are still riding the kind of trying to make new innovation on the 50 Shades phenomenon. So people are coming out with super cool variations of kink equipment. Like Tantus is launching very soon a whole line of silicone paddles, which I was pretty excited about. Totally sterilizable and fun to use kink equipment from Tantus Silicone, which is great, and a new kind of genre for them. And then Kink Lab has some really fun combo vibrator and electricity play toys coming out, which is exciting. Kind of like a new take on the 50 Shades, but with a little more technology involved.
Yeah.
I think is exciting.
Well, I too am capitalizing on the 50 Shades. And since you brought it up, I'll tell people that I have a brand new book out. It's in ebook form only, but it's called 50 Shades of Kink, An Introduction to BDSM. And it's kind of like a prequel to The Ultimate Guide to Kink. So
that's
people
awesome.
Can get that at their favorite ebook retailer. Valentine's Day is coming up, and I'm sure it's one of the busiest times at the Smitten Kitten for you. Claire, I'm wondering if you will give us some of your top recommendations for gifts to get the people that we happen to love and fuck in our lives.
Yeah, definitely. I think Valentine's Day is a great opportunity to get the like combo pack of your choosing. So you can mix and match really great stuff for Valentine's Day, like a massage gift pack with different kinds of oils or massage candle, some sexy like card games or like a book on erotic massage. So you can go that route. I think it's also fun to get like a really simple black mask with some soft cuffs. We have some really beautiful cashmere upcycled cuffs and masks, and that's a really great combination, a really sweet, slightly kinky Valentine's Day gift.
Cashmere? I don't think I've seen a cashmere set of cuffs. That sounds very luxurious.
They are. They're super soft and super fancy looking, and they're locally made. Everything about them is awesome.
That's fantastic. And do you guys sell a lot of locally made products at the store?
Yeah, we have a whole range of locally made stuff, from the cashmere cuffs. We have some like locally made kink equipment, rattan flappers, some locally made floggers, paddles. We have locally made glass dildos, and a couple of different locally made silicone products, actually.
That's fantastic. I mean, you're right. The silicone market has just exploded. I mean, it used to be that there were only a few of the really top quality companies around. And now you guys, I mean, I feel like you guys have a selection on your website that is, it takes days to go through. There's so many different manufacturers, so many different styles, so many different designs.
It's really exciting because I feel like when Jennifer first started the store, there weren't a ton of choices. I mean, is that true, Jennifer, that like you kind of had to like fill the store with what you could?
Yeah, I mean, we really, if it was made of silicone, we had it, whether the design was great or not, just because we had to, because not selling jelly toys, there was nothing else to sell. So, you know, we had a small little like 700 square foot store that I had a hard time putting enough products in to even make a store. Which is really a testament to the community here in the Midwest that people stuck with us. And this is, you know, this is a sexy place. The Midwest is really sexy for those of you that are on the coast and don't know that there's much sexy happening. Minneapolis is about the sexiest place ever. And we have really smart customers here and people who really stuck with us. And now, you know, we have like, I don't know how big our store is actually, maybe like 2,000 square feet or something. And it's full. It's full to the brim. I'm running out of room and we're having to remodel the basement so we can fit more stuff in here. And that is like a dream come true.
I recently saw these great looking dildos on your site they're like, there was a white one with these stripes around almost the base of it. Who makes those? Those look amazing.
Those are by BS Silicone out of Barcelona in Spain.
They're Spanish dildos.
Yeah, the tube sock, sports tube sock dildo. That's pretty incredible.
That's exactly what they look like, tube socks. But they're really, but modern, very fashionable and sort of sleek and hip looking.
They're awesome.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I think they're amazing. I think they would look really good in a sport sheets jock harness. It's like my dream combo.
Yeah. Now, another good gift, I think, is a class. I know you guys also do classes at your store because I've taught there and a lot of my peers have. Who do you have coming up teaching at the store that we should know about?
We have a lot of staff-run workshops coming up this spring. I'm really excited. The staff has kind of formed a little education coalition. It's not little. They're having a great time. But they have plotted out, I think, 4 or 5 different workshops for this spring and are working on new curriculum, which is really great. We're so, like, it's just so amazing to have a really broad range of skill sets. And, you know, people are developing curriculum on G-spot stuff. They're also developing curriculum on lap dance workshops and fit to fuck workshops, food for sex workshops, all kinds of stuff. So we'll have a lot of kind of original content coming out this year.
That sounds really good. Those are not the average everyday classes. Although, of course, you know, a G-spot class, you always need a G-spot class because there's someone out there who just figured out they need to find their own or their partner's G-spot.
Exactly. So it'll be a good mix of kind of the classics intermixed with some fun stuff.
Okay, well, we need to take another break, but when we come back, we are going to talk more all about sex toy stores and the Smitten Kitten and, you know, some more ideas for Valentine's Day. So stay with us. More Sex Out Loud when we return.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
This is Jennifer Pritchett from The Smitten Kitten. We're huge Tristan Taramino fans just like you, and we're so proud to be the presenting sponsor for Sex Out Loud. If you're not already familiar with Smitten Kitten, here's the deal. We're an education-based sex toys and supplies retailer. We sell high-quality, non-toxic, and artist-made sex toys, organic lubes, and all kinds of kinky stuff, including hard-to-find vegan options. We cater to an incredibly diverse clientele and specialize in helping you find new sexual interests, expand your sexual skill sets, and even troubleshoot sexual issues with you. We are here to help you feel confident and sexy. We spend a ton of time and energy curating our selection of products to make sure we have the best selection, be it silicone dildos, pegging and strap-on equipment, vibrators, or ethically made porn. Our mission is to make sex-positive culture accessible to everyone. Don't miss our free streaming explicit educational videos, many of which were directed by Tristan herself, on our website, smittenkittenonline.com. Get inspired by Tristan's amazing show, Sex Out Loud, and then visit us online at our Minneapolis location.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
Turn off the TV and pick up the remote control that is sure to please. Worn while making love, the WeVibe 3 features whisper quiet motors that will keep you anything but quiet. We can't help it if the rechargeable battery lasts longer than you do. Learn more about the world's number one vibrator for couples at WeVibe.com. WeVibe. Share the pleasure.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. We have been spending this episode talking all about sex toys. And by now you should be fairly well educated because we've got two of the smartest, brightest, really most experienced sex toy experts in the industry, both from the Smitten Kitten, Jennifer Pritchett, who is the co-founder and owner, and Claire Jackie, who is the general manager. Now, before the break, Claire gave us a bunch of good recommendations for what to get our loved ones or our lusted after ones for Valentine's Day. Jennifer, do you have any specific recommendations of products that you're just really in love with right now?
I have a couple, actually. The first one is a rechargeable vibrator from Fun Factory called the Calla, which I am so excited about. I'm going to take one home today. Just before we got on the phone to do this interview with you, all the staff was talking about all the different ways they love this toy, and I'm completely inspired by their enthusiasm, and I'm going to take one home for myself, a little treat for me. So I think given it's a pretty much universal staff favorite here and we have such a diverse staff, I really think that might be a great recommendation for people who aren't quite sure what to get. So that's the Fun Factory Calla, C-A-L-L-A, rechargeable vibe. It's awesome. And my other recommendation, and I know that WeVibe is a sponsor of your show, and I'm not just saying this, but the WeVibe 3, the new rechargeable, waterproof, remote control, more powerful than ever couples vibe, the WeVibe, is amazing, and you can do so many things with it. It's really a toy that you can get creative with and make work for you, and that's another thing that I really like when making recommendations for gifts. Toys that are versatile and that you can use in lots of different ways make good gifts. And so that WeVibe 3 is basically the raddest thing in town.
Awesome. Well, I just recently shot a new educational movie, and one of the people used the WeVibe Touch, which is one of their newer lines of vibes, just an external clitoral stimulator. And she really loved it. The performer really loved it. And so I also want to give a shout out to the WeVibe Touch. Do you guys carry that?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We carry all of their stuff. It's really great. They also have the WeVibe Salsa and Tango, which are like little bullet vibes. They're rechargeable, so you don't have to deal with those little button cell batteries or wires. And they fit in a lot of the vibrating cock rings. They fit in most of the dildos that have holes in the bottom for vibrators. You can obviously use them separate out of a toy. They fit in the handles of those Fuse butt plugs that are so awesome. So, yeah, WeVibe, they're bringing it. That's one of the companies that I am most interested to see what they continue to innovate, because they've really hit a 10 with everything they've come out with so far.
Fantastic. Well, you mentioned vibrating cock rings. This is the thing where I feel like I've gone to these big adult superstores and I've literally seen what seems like 100 different vibrating cock rings, which seems overwhelming to the average consumer. So I want to hear just a quick guide to what are some of the best vibrating cock rings, and what are the pluses and minuses of a vibrating cock ring?
Well, the big plus about a vibrating cock ring is that it's a vibrating cock ring. You know, it's like the most brilliant thing ever. And you can put a vibrating cock ring, obviously, on a penis, but you can also put them on dildos. So you don't necessarily have to have a biological penis involved in your sex life to really get a lot out of a vibrating cock ring. So that's one thing I really like about them. The other thing is that for people who are in mixed gender couples and maybe they're not used to using sex toys together, it's a great way to share the experience of a new sex toy. I mean, there's something for everybody. I find that a lot of biological guys, or at least their partners, think that they might be intimidated about sex toys or maybe a little uncomfortable with her bringing a sex toy into their sex life. And so vibrating cock rings, I think, are a really easy, not scary, not necessarily expensive sort of entree into the world of sex toys for couples. So I really like that. And if you don't want to use them as a cock ring on a penis or a dildo, you can put it around your fingers, and then you have a handheld vibe that you don't actually have to hold on to. So that's awesome for people who have arthritis or who have any kind of issue where they can't actually hold a vibrator. You can use those bad boys just around your fingers and do a ton of things with them. Brilliant. Totally brilliant.
And what are some ones that you recommend? Because I find that some of the ones that I've tried before don't seem to have enough power. What about someone who wants a little bit of, you know, oomph with their vibrating cock ring?
Well, okay, so you could get a rechargeable, like the Lilo Tor, T-O-R. That's a rechargeable Lilo motor inside a cock ring. So you're going to do really well with something like that. You can also, like I said, a lot of those little cock rings come with cheapy little bullet vibes that run on those little button cell batteries, which suck. That's where your WeVibe Salsa or your WeVibe Tango would come in really handy, because you can just pop one of those in the cock ring. It'll totally work, and it'll give you more power, a more lasting, more long-lasting vibration, and really make much more out of that cock ring than ever the little vibrators that come with them.
Okay, and so we are about to run out of time, but I cannot talk to you guys about sex toys without hearing from each of you your very favorite anal sex toy. That's how we have to close this show, talking about butt toys. So Claire, I'll start with you.
Oh man, on the spot. I really do like the Fuse toys by Happy Valley. I think that oftentimes butt plugs do not have a long enough neck on them. And I think those have a really solid long neck to them. So I like that a lot about them. And I like that you can put a bullet in there and make it extra nice. So those are my favorite, my new favorite.
And Jennifer?
And for me, well, I am really into pegging, and my favorite toy for pegging is the classic Vixen Creations Mistress. I think that dildo is perfect. It works really well in every single strap-on harness that I have. It's got enough length on it that it's really effective to use in different positions, and it's just really good looking, and I feel sexy when I'm wearing it. And so I would say the Vixen Creations Mistress.
I could not agree with you more. In fact, I recommend that at least once a day. And I don't even run my own sex toy store, but I think it is such a good pegging dildo.
It's
I totally
perfect.
Agree with you.
Yeah, it's perfect in basically every way.
Well, I want to thank you both so much for being on Sex Out Loud, and more importantly, for being so supportive of this show. These are two women who are doing so much for the sex toy industry, but are also make this show, Sex Out Loud, possible. So go and support them, people. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you. And we should remind everybody about the discount code, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm going there right now.
Okay.
You can visit the Smitten Kitten at 3010 Lindale Avenue South in Minneapolis, or online, where you can find thousands of products and the Hot Dish online magazine at smittenkittenonline.com. When you check out, use coupon code Tristan for 20% off your order. You can follow Smitten Kitten on Twitter at smittenkittenmn and at smittenbusiness. And on Facebook.com, search for Fans of the Smitten Kitten. Find out about the Coalition Against Toxic Toys at badvibes.org and the Progressive Pleasure Club at progressivepleasureclub.com. All of these links and more can be found at sexoutloudradio.com. Click on the link for episode resources. I want to thank everyone who makes this show possible. Executive producer Karen Dana, associate producer Raymond Johnson, segment producer and editor Colton, announcer Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set, my engineer, and everyone at Voice America. Tune in next Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern, when my guest will be author Paul Joannides, talking about the newest edition of his award-winning book, The Guide to Getting It On. Until then, I encourage you to keep the discussion going on Facebook.com/AskTristan, on Twitter at SexOutLoudRadio, and in your own life. Take some time to talk about sex. Out loud. loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety. Sex Out Loud is brought to you by The Smitten Kitten, non-toxic quality sex toys and supplies. Visit smittenkittenonline.com.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.